The Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast is powered by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When you need a bit off your top, book an appointment at a Lady Jane's near you. Visit LadyJanes.com. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. It's wicked awesome. You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast.
I don't know about this. I've just told you that I got into pickles on my burgers in my adult life for the first time recently. But people online are claiming that if you want to make a cheap light beer taste better, drop a pickle in it.
I don't like that.
I mean, I'm not going to ever do that. No. So
I don't like picklebacks. I don't like pickles and booze.
No.
Some people think it gives light beer a nice kick because pickles have so much salt. So they go well with beer just like other salty foods would. They say just make sure you have a big enough glass because when you drop the pickle in, it tends to foam up.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
You need to leave some room for the pickle foam.
Yeah, I'm not like, I like pickles in real specific situations.
Yeah. Like if I'm drinking a beer and it's really bad, I just stop drinking the beer.
Yeah.
That's my move every time.
You're not going to grab a pickle and spice it up.
I just stop drinking it.
Could you imagine, like, you're with your guy friends or whatever, and you're like, hey, does anyone have a pickle? This doesn't taste great.
Hey, let's jazz up
the
beer
like,
with
yeah, I got a pickle for you.
Yeah. Like, oh, great.
You want me to dip it in there?
Yeah, here, I'll put it in.
Oh, you're having a hard time drinking?
Oh, need a little flavor, huh?
Could never do that around Canada.
Oh, no.
Oh, someone needs a pickle.
My whole office would be full of pickles.
Whenever it comes to, like, drink masculinity, I always go to Ken.
Yeah, no, there are certain guys, there's no way you could ever put a pickle in your beer around them.
No.
Yeah.
I don't even like when certain beers come with, like, a slice of orange.
Yeah.
I think it's just, like, I don't know, I don't really
It's unnecessary to me.
I mean, I get it.
I miss beer, though.
Yeah. I don't know. But there's a lot of stuff you'll try, you know, especially if places make it themselves. Most of it is miss. Mm-hmm. Most of it is miss. Every once in a while, there's a hit, and it's like, hey, that's pretty good. Most of it is like, wow, that is disgusting. Atrocious.
Mm-hmm. All right, so a big heads up. This next story I'm about to share with you is, as we say...
Dark
Savage. It is a very dark Savage.
Oh,
no. No, this is out of Grand Rapids where a homeless man has been charged with torturing a couple. Things like had their feet broken with an axe, their teeth pulled out with pliers. It's like straight out of a horror movie.
Stop it.
Here's the story of what happened now from 13 ABC. Take a listen in to their report. Let's get to it.
And what is next for the defendant?
Oh, boy.
The attacks occurred at what was described as a homeless encampment at Broadway and Hamilton Avenues Northwest. Weapons used included mace, a club, and an axe.
Torture, we don't see torture that often. It's a fairly troubling charge, and there's some serious allegations.
Troubling indeed. Police went to the area of Broadway and Hamilton on a distress call. They found a woman nearly incoherent, a man in Indian Mill Creek clinging to life.
One of the victims finally got away, and it was all over. They called the police.
Both were restrained with zip ties and sprayed with mace. The backside of an axe was used to break their feet and several other bones.
You don't see, especially not two people involved in it.
And out came the pliers. Police say Antoine Antwine used them to remove several teeth from both victims to elicit information. After several hours, he'd left with a purse and two cell phones belonging to the victims. Grand Rapids police found him at a different homeless camp.
State of Michigan versus Antoine John Antwine.
Antwine is facing five charges that could put him in prison for life. But before he has another court appearance, Antwine must first undergo an exam to determine if he understands the charges against him and can assist in his own defense.
I will sign the order of mandating or requiring a forensic examination to be completed in this matter.
Kent County Prosecutor Chris Becker says a growing number of defendants are undergoing such exams.
Because it's not just a Grand Rapids issue, it's a statewide issue, and just the amount of mental health cases that are being referred to the forensic centers.
Becker sits on the State Mental Health Diversion Council. One of its goals is to address the backlog.
That guy was way too upbeat who did that story.
Yeah, but,
like,
oh,
his,
yeah.
His inflection
yeah.
was...
Yeah, no. He was real positive, but he was like, hey, pulled his teeth
broken
out.
With an axe. Teeth pulled out with pliers.
Out came the pliers.
He went to another homeless encampment.
Yeah.
The torture continued.
He got away with a purse and two cell phones after torturing them right out of saw.
They ripped say during the assault, he used the backside of an axe to break their feet and several other bones. The pliers were pulled out to remove several teeth from both of them.
I wonder if they told him. I wonder if they're like, listen, this story is really creepy, super dark. We need you to deliver it in an upbeat kind of manner.
Yeah.
How should it have been delivered? It should have been a little bit more.
It should have sounded like one of those, like, you know, HLN type of shows. Or like, homeless man.
Yes.
Into a home and took his axe out. Bludgeoned their feet, arms, hands.
Not bludgeon their feet. Arms and hands.
It's different.
Yeah, no, you can't be. That's one of the first things I learned in New School.
Yeah,
was that your tone has to match the story, right?
Yeah.
If you're reading without making a connection to what you're reading, your tone could be way off.
Yeah, it could mess it up.
Right?
Yeah.
You have to match. You can't go too sad,
right,
or too dark, but you have to, you know, bring it down,
right,
depending on the topic.
Yes,
I miss that, I guess.
Don't read with a smile.
Right. Never smile when reading about homeless torture.
The guy was real excited about it.
He definitely was.
Coming up, what's up with the Asians here on Dave and Chuck the Freak? How did the battle of 82-year-old woman versus bear end up? Let's find out.
It's time now for What's Up with the Asians?
An 82-year-old woman in Hiroshima recently shooed away an attacking bear by punching it and knocking it down. 82 years old.
Yeah.
Rumiko Sasaki had been picking weeds in her backyard along with her husband when she found herself being attacked by a black bear.
Oh, get off of me.
She said it took aim at my face and came at me suddenly.
I tried to eat my face.
But I hit it and sent it flying back. She spoke to, well, we can't understand it, but I just want to see, so you can see what she looks like here.
I told you to kick the bear's ass and grab him by the face. Came out and tried to eat my brain. Had some veggies and I got a small cut above my eye. So I kick his butt and beat his ass and throw him down the hill. There's a bull paw mark there.
She's 82
years old.
She gets around pretty good.
Yeah, she does, right? Yeah. That Asian diet. Well, there's a lot of old Asian folks who still do just fine.
Yeah, real healthy people.
Yep. There have been 252 bear sightings in this area this year. This is the first attack on a person, though. So they say if you're heading outside to keep a bell on you and a cell phone.
Is it a sloth bear?
Black bear, they say.
Oh, black bear.
Yeah, it's the Asiatic black bear.
Seen a sloth bear, which is like kind of a smaller bear, just wreck a guy.
Oh,
that was gardening,
really?
Like ate him face first.
Oh my god,
while he was alive.
Sweet god almighty. That's Andy,
that's no good.
Sorry.
That was a lot to take in.
Sloth bear,
you should have face first.
You hate to see
dark
it.
Side
you,
do.
You hate to see it.
Eeks. And those are Andy's thoughts.
Yeah.
Not mine. I'm Dave Hunter on Dave and Chuck the Freak.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play. Dave and Chuck the Freak's Pervert of the Day.
Today's pervert is a South Carolina man who has been jailed in Key West after police say he spied on two women in their hotel room with a camera he slid under the door. And it turns out he's a traveling pervert.
Oh, a traveling perv.
Who's been doing this all over the place. You know, I've always been kind of disturbed by the adjoining hotel room doors.
Oh, yeah, I don't like those.
I always lock them, make sure they're locked on my side. You know, I just, I don't know. I just think it's odd that someone can be in the next room and can have access to your room.
That is weird. Well, that door is creepy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's the door this guy was using, though.
Okay.
The 49-year-old guy.
So that's how he didn't get caught. Like, I mean, like, how you would not get caught normally.
Exactly. Right. 49-year-old Robert Prevett of Somerville, South Carolina, has been arrested on charges of burglary and video voyeurism. He was booked into the Stock Island Detention Center. It is not his first time spying with the camera. He did admit to using the camera multiple times during his trips for work all over the country.
Wow.
Asking how many times he'd done it, they didn't get an exact response. All they could get out of him was over 10 times.
Oh, my God.
This year.
Oh.
All over the country.
So there's enough room between on the door?
Is there, like, an extremely flat camera? Like, I'm sure the spy cameras out there now.
What I think it is, you can buy these little cameras that you can connect to your phone, and it's just a long cord you use to, like, look down pipes, like, for plumbing and stuff that I've seen on different, like, shopping apps. I wonder if it's something similar to that. Because that could fit under the crack between the door and the floor at a hotel, I feel.
Wow.
And I'm just trying to think of the last hotel that I stayed at recently. And, you know, when you walk right out of the bathroom, that door is right there.
Yep.
Like, and most times it's up by the front, and usually the bathroom's up by the front.
Is that for the cleaning crew or something?
No, it's if you have family and you're
renting two rooms
at once.
You're in one, and your kids are in the other, and you and your in-laws are in the other kind of thing. You can access each other's. Really, there's no need for it because you can just walk out the door and win the other.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Go around. I don't understand.
But almost every hotel on the planet seems to have it.
One time, I opened that door, and there was beer stacked from the bottom all the way up to the top.
Jesus. So like someone opened their side, and as a joke, they stacked
it up
beer
and
cans.
Then closed it.
That's pretty funny.
So police collected two cameras, a laptop, and two hard drives and placed them into evidence. In this case, the two women, who are 27 and 24, discovered the camera inside their room at the DoubleTree Resort by Hilton in Key West. They had just gotten back from the beach. One woman was standing in front of a mirror naked, going through her suitcase. The other woman had just gotten out of the shower and was wrapped in a towel when she spotted a long black cord. The cord coming from the room next door, and she yelled, "I think that's an effing camera!" The cord was quickly pulled out of the way by someone in the room next door, and they heard some commotion in the next room and then a door slam. They immediately called 911. Key West police arrived to speak with the women. They knocked on the door to the next room to speak with the man inside. He was still there.
Oh, it seems like he left.
I know, right?
Oh, well, they got off, you anyway.
But they have you anyway with the room, booking the room.
He denied having anything to do with the camera, but they also said he was sitting anxiously and started flop sweating. Mm-hmm. Then he finally admitted to placing a camera into the women's room. He said he had heard the women inside the adjoining room earlier and ran the camera under the door. He said all he saw was two women in bikinis talking about going to the beach. And that's when he pulled the camera back and didn't save the video.
Yeah.
Sure.
A few hours later, he told police he did hear them return and he slid the camera under the door again.
Yeah.
He was handcuffed, taken to jail. His mugshot's up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com if you want to see what this pervert looks like.
So does he live around there then, and he just goes to...
No, he's from South Carolina.
He's from South Carolina.
So he travels for business. I don't know. They don't say what he does.
Yeah.
But he travels for business, and he's been doing this at hotels all over the country.
Wow.
Good.
So Key West was...
Just a stop.
Yeah.
I never thought, you know, we all do our room sweeps and I'm looking for bed bugs and looking for this and that.
I'm going to put a towel under there.
I guess now we got to put towels under the adjoining door.
Barricade yourself in.
So that if the towel moves, you know, someone's slipping their perv camera under it.
When we were in Boston, I never robe it. And there was robes in there and I just put it on for a second.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah. Somebody probably got footage of it.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, it could be out there somewhere in the robe.
Yeah. They're called snake cams, someone said. And I guess snake it's similar cams. To what James was talking about. Oh, my God. So, like, they sell them. They claim they're like endoscope cameras and that kind of thing. Ultra-thin, waterproof cameras that you literally just plug into your phone. This one is huge, and it's $10.99. You can get anywhere from a meter long up to 5 meters long, and it's ultra thin, so it can fit in.
It's got a light on it, though, too. I wonder if you can turn the light off.
It does seem like you would notice that. And so, you know,
if
I only put it under just a tiny little
like
bit.
Yeah, like, at least if it's just like this much of it sticking out under
the
door.
Still, they saw it, you know.
Well, like, because I think he did a dumb move and he put it too far in. Like, all of a sudden, he's seeing some girl fully nude. So, you know, he was snaking that thing, trying to...
was trying to get in for a closer view, you know?
Yeah, or trying to move it around to see different things.
Right.
Change the angle here. I'm not getting enough butt.
Yeah. And then one of them looked down and there's, because she said she saw the full wire.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know.
That's exactly what he pushed it in further to get more of a look because he was an idiot.
Yeah.
Well, there was a young girl nude and another one just out of the shower.
Right.
It was like a Porky's dream come true.
Yeah, exactly.
So he went crazy with that.
It's like, I got to get the camera in here in case they start kissing.
Yeah.
Got to get in for a good look.
What a sicko.
Oh, yeah. My God.
At least they got him.
It's just wild because there's just so much like of it out there already. I'll never understand.
We talk about
it.
This all the time, the psychology of it.
I know.
But we always totally go back different. To it's different.
Yeah.
It's he's seeing it. It's right next to him. He's seeing it live. Right? It's a whole different kind of perversion.
I do love the idea of one of these snake cams, though, and putting it down the drain.
Oh, I think you'd be disturbed.
Yeah. Ever since I've seen it pop up on my little geek app, I'm like, I almost want one of those, but I don't want anybody to think the wrong thing.
Exactly.
No, when we see a camera sneak under the door here, we'll know exactly what's going on.
Dave's got shorts on.
James, what's that?
What is this camera going up my leg for?
You're putting it down. Don't worry about that. It must be a bug or something. Got a little ant problem here in this building.
Yeah.
James with his snake cam.
Gotta go check out some. I just got a text message of a video. I gotta go watch, guys.
He's gone. All right, he's in the bathroom for a long time.
Well, let me see what he's doing.
Yeah, Chuck's on the toilet and the snake comes under the door. Chuck would put on a show for him.
Yeah, put on a show for that snake.
It's showtime, Chuck. Yeah.
Goatsy.
The whole thing melts. Goes in the bathroom. It's just like
disintegrates. The owner destroys it.
Yeah. That's what I get for buying the $10 model. I need to shut up for the $20.
Shell it out. Shell it out.
Chuck odor destroyed it.
I wonder what the other has two ratings. I wonder if any pervs are.
I'm sure most people use it for pipes, right?
Let's hope.
Yes.
Let's hope.
Because you save a lot of money that way. Plumbers charge.
You need to position accurately to achieve image focus and clarity. So that's probably what that perv was doing.
Yeah,
right?
That's what he was doing.
Well, he probably had a one that was a bit nicer than
the
$10 Walmart.
You're traveling around the country.
They probably make one that takes 1080p video.
You're probably right.
You know?
Oh, I'm sure they do. This is $10. You're right. So
they
spend more. What this guy does for a living, I don't know, but imagine you're the company that's been sending him all over the country on business, and then you realize your employee has just been snooping on people.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That sucks, too.
Yeah, you're going to lose your job.
Oh, there he is.
Oh, let me invite him on
Atlas
LinkedIn.
Technologies Incorporated. That's his LinkedIn. SME4 at Atlas Technologies Incorporated.
Click on that Atlas Tech and see what it is.
If it's like a camera place or like that kind of stuff. Oh, I'm verifying I'm a real person. Oh, my God. I got
so annoyed.
I hate that.
You rolled it too far.
What? We're going to be here all day trying to roll this
just
thing.
Just to prove I'm a real person.
I've never even seen this one.
I haven't either. That's why I didn't know what to do.
I've done it. He screwed up the first dog.
Get it, Dave.
He doesn't know how to spin the dog.
Is that right? Am
yes,
I good?
You're
yes,
flat.
Fine.
You just gotta
we got to count
flat.
Any time.
Oh, it's too much, too much.
There
you go. And
oh my God. You got to get it in the right amount of seconds,
person.
Too.
There we go.
Good. 16.8 seconds. Let's
oh, we got
do
two
it.
Stars, Dave.
Yep.
It is a defense and space technology.
So it's big time.
Yeah, has won. Offices from coast to coast with a diverse cybersecurity workforce. Oh, so he's in friggin' cybersecurity. So he knows all the tricks of the trade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the ones to look out for.
At least all those perverted videos he has on his laptop are safe from hackers.
That's right. True.
Yeah, they're a corporate cyber technology company. So he travels all over the world with all of his cyber technology knowledge.
Yep.
And then slips cameras
he's
under
jobless.
Doors. And, yeah, yeah, well, you can't keep your job after that.
Nope.
If proven guilty.
Right.
Yes. Allegedly.
Allegedly. He's the last, which he will be. Which he will be.
Kind of hard. We yeah. have it to I dance know. To your
when
phone.
When he admitted to
when
the
he
cops.
Admitted
yeah,
it.
He admitted yeah. it. Yeah. Those are her, his words yes. right out of his mouth. He just sold himself out. I've done it at least 10 times. All over the country.
I have a problem.
He does. So watch the adjoining doors. That's your tip of the day from Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Oh, yeah.
There could be little cameras just slipped right under there. I guess it would be ballsier for someone to do it from the hallway, but they could still do that too. Right?
Yeah, that would be, you'd really get caught that way though.
Just assume there's cameras everywhere. They can target streets and everything. Mm-hmm.
Do you think that there's a company that's already designed something that's supposed to, just for people that are so scared of everything that moves, they've already designed something that goes under the door to stop? Because you could make a super...
Like a perv blocker?
Yeah, like a perv blocker. Like you could make a little commercial.
Well, they sell... I mean, you can get like, just for breeze, like wind blockers,
yeah.
you know, that you put
but
doors.
But I'm trying to get the people that are really concerned with cameras. So I would make a commercial that shows like how easy it is to put a camera underneath those things and then sell the Chuck the Freak perv blocker. I'm a perv. I know exactly.
Don't forget
what
to travel with your perv blocker.
Is there really developed by real life pervs? We know how the pervs think.
Exactly. Developed by real life pervs.
I know exactly what a perv is thinking because I am a perv.
Is there like a true technology where you can actually sweep for cameras?
Yeah,
I think
yeah.
there is.
Yeah, there yeah. is.
Is there?
I think for there sure.
Because yeah. I know there's like an app that claims to, but I didn't think it was accurate or
no,
something.
No, they have things you can buy, like Amazon sells it, right? Where you can
see
camera detectors.
I didn't know how good
hidden
they were.
Hidden camera and bug detector. Yeah. There's all sorts of different
I think it
versions.
Picks up on like RF signals and different things like that.
I freaked a friend of mine out because they were staying at like Airbnbs, and I was like, listen, you're on camera a lot, probably.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, find those pesky hidden cameras quickly and easily with this spy center security camera detector. I wonder if they...
I'm a total perv, and I know exactly how to find these cameras.
You plug in the device for charging, and then this right here is your antenna.
Now, I think if anything has an antenna like that,
you
it's
do is
not
press
real.
The button once, and you'll see
like a walkie-talkie
right
antenna,
the old AM radio
from
antenna.
The 1981.
Now, this wheel on the side adjusts the sensitivity of the actual RF detection itself. Now, in this video, we're not going to go over how to use the RF. What we're going to actually do is show you how to use the camera lens portion.
So, like, it has the lens where you look through, and then you can see like the red light of like infrared cameras. Mm.
And it also can detect frequencies in the range of 1 megahertz to 6.5 gigahertz, perfect for identifying if something is transmitting in your area. Doesn't matter if the recording device is on, off, hardwired, or wireless, it'll locate the exact position of the lens.
Yeah, I never went to any of those like spy stores. I always pass them, though.
So they do have still a lot of spy stores?
I've seen like spy, they're called like spy stores. I'm always like, I always wanted to be like a spy when I was a kid.
I know.
I feel like Lisa enters a hotel room with something like this.
Oh my God, it's a huge box.
It's like a briefcase that looks like it's from the FBI and it has all sorts of gadgets in it that helps you detect things.
My God, that security thing that you're looking at, that's expensive.
It's $3,000.
Yeah.
Oh my God. But it's got everything, Lisa.
It's
look
got
at
all
this.
You need. Variety of individual detection devices to protect you from unauthorized audio, GPS, or hidden camera surveillance.
So, like, what kind of business are you doing when you need to buy this?
your lease away.
I wonder if it's maybe like a security company or something.
That, or you're just like...
you're just worried?
Discussing illegal things and...
Yeah, that's true. It could be for like drug dealers.
Yeah.
Things like
it's very expensive.
Yeah,
it's crazy to have to jam a room.
Probably like FBI quality.
Yeah.
Watch out under doors.
Yeah.
That's all we're saying.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
This is an interesting, lighthearted story out of New York. It's not often you see confrontations between police and the public that, you know, are fun these days. But two police officers in New York City decided to engage in a water gun battle in a sweltering day in New York City. God, it makes me anxious because hope everyone knows it's just water.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to hit the deck.
You know, because I'm like Officer Dave, like, you know what? I'm going to get out on the streets. I'm going to have some fun today. I'm getting my water gun.
That's right.
I'm getting my water gun. Hey, man, how are you?
Just filling up my water gun around the corner.
Hey, squirt, 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 squirt. Gotcha.
Oh, my God. I just saw
gotcha.
Here.
Gotcha.
Gotcha.
Oh, is that acid?
No, it's yellow.
Two police officers captured on video shooting water guns at a group of people in Queens, New York. And they were spraying the cool liquid right back at them here. Man can be heard saying, look at this. We got police playing with us.
Well, it's very bright colored guns.
Right.
So everyone knows it's all fun water guns.
We're still lucky that no people died. But.
I know. It just, I mean, people just running down, holding up their hands and fake shooting. I just don't know if it's the ideal way to interact with the community.
Yeah. I think any positive police video is probably a good
one. Yeah, it's probably a good thing. Still gunplay, but.
Yeah.
It's
hot in New York right now. It's going to have a good time.
Oh, man. You need a better gun than these guys have.
Just I feel like it could have been wrong.
Right, it could. There's a chance
that I could have been taken.
If you would have been walking down the street and saw it, and duck under a car.
Get in there, God! We're in a war zone. Shoot out!
I'm just a cop walking a beat, and I walk around the corner, and I see a bunch of cops hidden behind their cars, like. Because they were hiding from getting shot by water.
Right.
But I don't know what's happening, and I come walking around the corner, I just start blasting everybody.
Oh, dude. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
That could go wrong.
I feel like water guns. Maybe like do water balloons.
Call it
in. Just different things.
About to get in a giant water fight, just to let everybody know. Giant water fight.
This thing, Officer Dave in a water fight could go wrong.
Yeah.
Right.
I could see that.
I'd go something else. I'd lighten it up a little differently.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like ice cream sandwiches that they did here.
Yeah, perfect.
You know? Ice cream sandwiches.
Can't be mistaken as a real dangerous situation.
That's the last time I had an ice cream sandwich, actually.
When they were giving them out.
I like an ice cream sandwich.
I've had plenty of ice cream sandwiches since.
I've looked at those ones that are shaped like the Millennium Falcon, that are the vanilla ice cream sandwiches. Oh. Anyone tried them?
No, I've seen them, but I haven't pulled the trigger on buying them. I'm still trying to find my WWE ones.
I haven't even seen them. Now I'm looking.
I don't know. They look tasty to me. They're just vanilla ice cream sandwiches, but shaped like them.
I'm sure they're delicious.
Yeah, they are there.
Oh, yeah.
They look good.
I got those dilly bars calling my name.
That looks awesome, actually.
I know, doesn't it? It kind of reminded me, Lisa, of you remember when you were into those golden Oreos for a while? Oreos. Looks like golden Oreo, but the ice cream version.
Yeah. Wow.
My God.
Is it made by Good Humor?
It is made by... I don't know. Does it say who it's made by? I don't think so.
If it's made by Good Humor, they're probably delicious because it looks just like the WWE ice cream sandwiches, and those are tasty.
Oh, and this, well, I don't know if this is good or not. Made with light ice cream.
I'm going to have to, like, meditate.
Light ice cream.
Light ice cream.
So, tasty.
Half the fat, one-third fewer calories.
That's great news. Because I'm going to eat the whole bag. It's a light snack.
A five-star review here.
I don't think light ice cream will be good.
Light ice cream sucks.
Just go for the full-on ice cream.
You know, a lot of times the ice cream inside of an ice cream sandwich isn't, like, the best anyway.
It's not even real ice cream.
I've actually...
It's real, right?
Yeah,
it's not real ice cream.
Listen, we were at, like, a pool thing, and someone busted out a box of these, and they were, like, sitting around for a long time. They didn't melt.
Oh, yeah, they did videos like that.
They didn't melt.
Where people did a test, and they left them outside in the heat, and they did not melt.
Yeah.
So they're obviously made of chemicals.
They just stayed... like white and their proper shape.
Mm.
That's crazy.
Yeah. It's a weird.
One of our listeners gave it a bad review. Says they actually taste like
I love that one fat guy was like, I can taste fat.
Yeah, someone gave it 5 stars.
Freaking
one person gave it 5 stars.
So fat lonely virgin and his parents.
Yeah, exactly. Huge Star Wars.
He was
fan.
Able to eat the Millennium Falcon that day, and that was enough for him.
I bought a box of 6 to share with my girlfriend. Oh, I don't have a girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
I myself, but I'll give him a good review.
Here's a question for you. Were you ever caught blowing your parents' money? What did you spend it on? Because there's a story about a young Twitch fan who was caught giving 20 grand of his parents' money to streamers over the
weekend. Listen, can I tell you, some of these people that will donate...
Would have been nice if he was watching my stream.
Oh, yeah.
20 grand burning a hole in his pocket.
If you've been in that situation, obviously it doesn't have to be video games. Like, did you somehow get a hold of your parents' money and spend it on something without their knowledge? 1-855-954-6969. Toll free. 1-855-954-6969. Or text us at 46969. And if you must, email his email at daveandchuckthefreak.com. This teenage Twitch fan racked up serious charges on his parents' credit card after a $20,000 spree on donations and subscriptions without his parents' knowledge. So Twitch is an entirely free-to-watch platform for the most part, requiring no subscription fees to sign up and start watching any stream from any broadcaster at any time. But if you become a loyal fan who regularly tunes into a select few streamers, it's common to support those broadcasters financially, either through a monthly subscription or other means. The price of a monthly sub ranges anywhere from $4.99 to $24.99, depending on the tier, which is then split between the streamer and Amazon, which owns Twitch. Yep. With countless streamers to choose from, if you're not careful, you could end up with a big monthly bill. And this is before any donations are taken into account. You can choose then to donate an unlimited amount of cash as a one-off gift to a streamer. And this teenage fan was doing just that. They say he reached over $20,000 in a couple of days.
Oh, man.
That's crazy.
It was a minor child using a debit card on subscriptions and donations has cleaned out the parents' bank account.
Oh, my God.
They said years of savings gone in a couple of days.
But they don't say exactly how old. They just say minor.
They say minor. Teenager.
So
is that seventh? That can be 17?
Between 13 and 17, I think, right? Somewhere between
I'm just
there.
Wondering which thought streamer that...
Well, some mean girls got all that cash.
Is there recourse for the parents if it's, like, through their credit card company?
Well, they received no response from Amazon yet. They've reached out to them several times, and they say depending how the money was spent, some of it may not even be reclaimable through Twitch. Many streamers use third parties like Streamlabs to process one-off donations.
Yep.
The only thing that Twitch handles directly is subscriptions or bits.
Yep.
Yeah.
Everything else is handled, you know, through different companies.
It's technically like theft, and unless the parent was like, here's your credit card for Twitch or whatever, right?
Yeah.
They could report them as fraudulent, could they not? Could they go to their bank and say they're fraudulent transactions?
That's what I think.
Yeah, but it's still unauthorized.
But
from
then the credit card company may come after your own child.
For the
fraud. So you have to decide to yourself: do I want my own child to have a record?
Yeah.
Especially if he's 17,
it would get expunged though eventually.
Still, I mean.
It's just really weird because it's like you don't want to put your kid in court.
No.
And then you also, you know, you want your 20 grand back.
It's a lot of money.
I mean, it's crazy. It is insane how much money people just throw away. Like, they've kind of conditioned the Twitch audience to do that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, especially if, like, I can't imagine if you're paying $5 a month for like six different people
or
10 different people.
Dude, if my dad dropped a quarter, I wouldn't even take it.
No, I'd be like, Dad, you dropped a quarter.
Dad, you dropped your quarter here.
Brian's with us now. Hey, Brian, how are you?
Hey, how's it going?
Good. We're talking about this young Twitch fan caught giving $20,000 of his parents' money to streamers.
Yeah, I'm almost thinking you might be talking about that same kid, possibly. I'm a Twitch streamer, and I had a random kid come into my stream and give me $1,000 recently of his parents' money.
Oh, my God.
You knew it was his parents' money?
Yeah, I mean, further investigation of talking to the kid's friends, his mom owned a popcorn company and sold it for millions of dollars, and somehow the kid had a credit card where he was giving me and my friends thousands of dollars all the time. It was crazy.
Well, no, this is a different kid. This family only had $20,000 in the bank, and he blew through it all.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Okay, I turned the radio off to call, but yeah, I mean, this kid was popping into my stream, giving me $1,000. He gave one of my friends like $5,000. It was insane.
Jesus.
So a little Richie Rich is fine.
Richie Rich
has his own credit card, and mom's made millions selling a popcorn company.
He got his own like Amex.
Richie Rich, please find me.
Yeah, I was going to say, check out who please the find F me, is Richie JC. Rich.
On Twitch. Little Richie Redenbacher, whatever popcorn fortune he's rolling in.
Oh, my God,
I wonder which company
he's a little Redenbacher.
if he's got baby Redenbacher,
I'm Orville Redenbacher the Fifth.
Your popcorn.
Did you spend $2 million today?
Uh-huh. Didn't even put a dent in my wallet.
Yeah, that's the kid you want. As long as it's his own money, I guess, and, his mom's okay with it. This kid, definitely not okay. It was their whole life savings.
Yeah.
The parents said that they got the names of the streamers from the kid. They didn't reveal them. They just said they were super popular streamers.
Well, yeah. I bet she was.
Alinity.
Pokemane. It could be disappointing news for some streamers if they benefited, because chargebacks are not uncommon. Streamers are advised not to spend any money received from donations for at least a few months, because chargebacks can happen. Although Amazon, maybe now that it's gone to the media, Amazon will step in and try and do something about it.
Yeah, they might.
Well, he just made $13 billion.
Yeah, right. He's got it.
Come on, Jeff. Step up, Jeff.
So.
Some text coming in here. We're asking if you ever were able to blow your parents' money on something. Someone said, when I was 11, I ran up $1,500 in 1 month on pay-per-view porn. My father was pissed.
Dude, my dad would have executed me.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I can't even imagine.
Like, just straight
we're
up.
Lucky we didn't have access to it, I guess, because I didn't have access to pay-per-view porn when I was, in my prime jerking years.
Right.
I just always made it happen in other ways, like that weren't going to cost money.
Right.
I've just seen Sears catalog, Secrets catalogs.
Yeah. Because I had a cousin do this, but on a phone sex line. And then we're talking, years ago when he was younger in Ireland.
Yeah.
And ran up a gigantic phone bill for my aunt and uncle.
Oh, man.
I just,
it's embarrassing for the kid, too.
When oh, my realize God. Because it lists the numbers, and then you could look up exactly what they were, right?
What I don't understand is, like, what do you think? No one's going to find out that you're doing
well. That's my question. Are you that dumb you don't realize? Like, does he think the phone bill is just gonna show up and it's gonna say extra charges, or
thought it was free, didn't care,
pay-per-view? They don't know how life works.
My dad made me basically do the work of a full grounds crew, like, for $8.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I'd work for like 12 hours on the yard and then get $8.
Yeah, I had
quarter acre land that you had to take care of.
And he was pissed about the job I did.
I know.
Yeah, my chores did not get me any money.
Yeah.
My chores were done. If I wanted to live there, I had to do the chores around the house. Michael's with us here. Hey, Michael, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Mitchell in Boston. Tell us what happened.
So I was actually watching one of the streamers that I watch usually when they do like pro league tournaments and stuff for one of the games that I play, and I was talking to him through Discord, and before he ended up going to like the nationals for his game, I told him that if he won, I would give him $200 and a donation, and after he had won, I went to go give him a donation the next stream that he had, and little did I realize I accidentally used my parents' credit card instead of my own. So then I gave them $200 off my parents' credit card, and my parents were pissed.
Well, sure, but luckily it's just $200 and not $20,000.
Yeah.
Big difference. I feel like I could recover the $200 for them.
I don't even know. Yeah. Like I said, it would never occur to me to like take anything out of my dad's wallet or...
No.
I was very scared of him and still am.
Jerry's in Florida. Did you spend your parents' money without their knowledge?
Yes. I took about $7,000 from my parents' money and took all my friends to Vegas and bought them all a bunch of hookers. And
my God.
Dude. About $3,000 of it went missing because I learned never keep the money in your pockets when your pants are on the floor by your ankles.
Oh, they'll just be right out of your pocket. Well, of course. Yeah. Them life hooker lessons. Rules.
Hookers know what to do.
Yeah. Hookers know where your money's
you
at.
Somehow.
Yeah, that's true. Jerry. That's so, true. Jerry, how did you get $7,000, though, without your parents knowing?
Oh, they knew.
My mom had a little emergency stash. She's a realtor, so she always... You know, saved her commission, but she saved it cash in the house.
Mm.
And I was in a bad place at the time, so I didn't really care. And I was like, oh, call my buddies, like, hey, let's go. Lived in LA, it's only a 4-hour drive.
Mm. There you go. Vegas hooker trip!
Yeah.
Woo!
He still wants to go. He still wants to go. Thanks for calling in, Jerry.
Yeah,
bad for his mom's stash, though.
I know, too.
She worked hard for that.
But his buddies were like, damn,
I'd be so mad.
I know, but you know, you raise your kids.
Yeah,
yeah.
You gotta.
Now, Jerry sounds like
you do a good job.
Jerry fell off the rails. Hopefully, he's back.
Yeah.
On the straight and narrow. Hopefully.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I think he's going back to Vegas. Yeah.
Sounds funny right now.
If he could, I'm sure.
Robbed by hookers.
Yeah. Similar situation. Someone said a friend's mom gave him a credit card when we went on vacation in Florida. He went to the strip club. Spent $15,000 on lap dances and bought everyone drinks. Did it in one night.
Oh my God.
What a hell of a night.
$15,000?
Well, you know, they were just like, fa-ching, fa-ching, fa-ching.
Yeah, it was the booze, probably. I bet he was buying like rooms
everybody
in the back
bottles.
And like getting the bottles.
My God.
It's always amazing when they can get the bill high.
I mean, I'll get like an $80 bill at a bar because I'll buy drinks for some people or whatever. Yeah. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
God damn,
$80. Right?
$80. Come on, crazy.
$15,000.
Oh, that's it. If I realized I'd spent $15,000 on my parents' credit card, I just got to move. I've got to relocate, get a new identity, like, hop on the railroad.
I'd be like, is there a way to get to the roof of this strip joint? I want to do the James off the top of it.
That's one I moves.
Gotta get right out of here.
Make sure you land head first.
Yeah,
I will.
Spoon is in Highland Park. What's up, Spoon?
What's going on, fellas? How y'all been? Oh, I'm sorry, penis and balls.
Penis to you, sir. The question for you is, did you blow some of your parents' money? And if so, how'd you do it?
Listen, man, this was like back in the 80s. So my buddy down the street, his cousin came down to visit for the summer. And she was from Milwaukee, and we were just smitten. I mean, you know, we were making out every day. I think I had to be about 13 or 14. So, you know, every day I'm, she got me aroused, like, every day. We were just smooching and everything.
Yeah,
had to go back home, man. And I went back home, and I was like, you know, well, hell, give me a number. Let me call you. Look, my dumb ass didn't know that those were long distance phone calls, man. I think I racked up about... In 30 days, I racked up about $2,000 worth of Michigan bail charges. Listen, my dad was former military and like 5'7".
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like a 6-foot goofy looking kid. When I tell you that, man, he should be in jail. You know, in fact, you guys should dig him up. You should exhume the body now and lock him up. He treated me like there was no tomorrow. He even hit me in the face with the phone bill, man. Like, it was like...
insult to injury.
My dad was, oh my God, listen, he was just like Red Foreman from that 70s show. Cause, yeah, I mean, he just had total control over us. Like, he would come to the door and be like, hey, dumbass. And we all would be like, huh? Yes? Like, oh, he was just rough, man. Like, oh, but yeah, I paid for that phone bill, multiple times.
Okay, but did you?
Yeah,
I'm sure you paid for it, you know, in beatings, but did you pay for it? Did you actually have to pay back the money? Figure out a way to do that?
No, man, I was like 14 years old. I didn't have no damn money, man. I couldn't cut the grass. Man, he took the lawnmower with the engine away. and broke out the one with no engine. Oh, he punished the hell out of me,
oh,
man.
Oh, my yeah. God. Just the spinning blades? You just had the spinning blade? Oh, like 1920s.
Summertime.
He had that just for
out of my room, man. Oh, man. He did all that. I had no fan for the summer. Oh, he just dogged me out totally, man.
Wow. Two grand.
Listen.
I still love him, though.
Yeah, that's cool, dude.
Thanks for calling in, Spoon. Later, take care, man.
See you, bud.
See ya. I would have been in Spoon. Like, Spoon and I would have been in the same situation.
Yeah.
If I had racked up a $2,000 phone bill.
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah.
My dad would have killed me.
Yeah.
My dad would have killed me and then exhumed the body several times and re-killed me.
Multiple.
Don't think I killed him hot enough. Bring him back.
Let's try
Bring him back.
He'd figure out some kind of voodoo or something.
Thanks, Dad.
Jesus.
Other people texting in here. We're talking about how you were able to blow your parents' money. Someone said a buddy of mine posted that his six-year-old, spent $1,000 on Minecraft recently. 6 years old.
Well, see, there's a lot of parents that will set stuff up. They set stuff up and they don't realize, oh, well, you've taught the kid the password.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just able to, with a couple clicks,
spend money. Well, it's like video games are like that now. Like, you can buy a lot of extra stuff. It was never like that before.
No, they've realized, like, microtransactions.
Mm-hmm.
That's where they make their money.
Yeah.
Someone else said, I knew a kid that blew 10 grand of his parents' money on Clash of Clans in middle school.
Oh, my God.
You'd have to do it all in a month, right, before the bill came in. That's how you'd get away with it.
Yeah.
Once the bill comes in, everything comes to a crashing halt.
Mm-hmm.
Never want kids, man.
No, they'll take all your money.
Either way, even if it's in legitimate ways, they take all your money.
They don't even have to sneak it from you. Just take it from you.
All of it goes.
Someone said when I was a teen, my dad would give me his credit card to go to the movies, shopping, or out to eat. I got bold a few times and bought a PlayStation, a ferret, a snake, and a $300 gold ring.
You want an awesome?
Let me see here. I'll take a PlayStation. A ferret.
I saw this meme once. It's like some kind of old-timey painting of this like old priest or something, and he's got like a dragon beside him, a staff. He's got a crazy hat, all these accessories.
That's this kid. So funny. Someone else said, I used to steal my dad's weed and sell it to my friend so I could buy a Game Genie for Nintendo.
Oh, I remember the Game Genie.
He was so out of it, he didn't realize, though.
Oh, well.
Someone else said, we let a friend live at my house after high school to help him out for a bit. He ran up the phone bill to $2,000 on phone sex calls.
Oh, my God.
We never got a dollar of it back.
That's not cool.
You let a friend live at your house to help him, and he just destroys the phone sex line.
He's like, hi, Veronica, it's me and you.
Listen. Like, we worked with a guy who ran up, like, a $15,000 to $20,000 phone bill at work.
Yeah.
Because
he used his phone.
He was doing stuff. So he would use like this phone, like the work phone.
And
like,
call sex lines?
Yeah. The studio line.
No one could trace it to him. Right. Yeah.
You know what I used to do is I used to call the sex lines on a payphone.
Like
when I was a little kid, I'd call them on a payphone and then I'd listen to them. And then until they started to charge you because it's a payphone.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, thanks, you know, like, see you later. Got some kicks.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'd never even imagined phone sex on a payphone.
Well, because it's really...
public.
It's really public.
Yeah. It's quite public.
So what's your idea?
I was like, well, it was just the prompt, like, would get to me, you know? Yep. Like, it wasn't even, like, really talking to anybody.
But still, we're just like, geez.
Jesus Christ, I bet that chick is smoking.
It really exists. It is a party on this line.
Another one said, when I was 17, she racked up an $800 phone bill because she was accepting calls from her jailhouse boyfriend.
Come on.
Oh, man.
Oh, Chuck, I hope Stella doesn't take calls from her jailhouse boyfriend.
You never know.
She said, my dad wanted to kill me.
Yep.
Yeah, I think jail calls are expensive. I worked at a radio station once, and somebody called in from the jail.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like, if you want to accept charges, and he was like, play Metallica! That's what it's supposed to be, his name. It's supposed to be his name. He's like, play Metallica.
That's awesome.
We've actually had people do that, too.
Yeah, we've had people call,
you know.
There was someone who legitimately had a phone call with us, and I was like, wait a second. This wasn't your one phone call.
Oh, that's right.
Was it? And he was like, no, no, we're allowed a certain number. And I'm like,
yeah.
Yeah, don't blow your one phone call.
No. Brad's with us here. A few more quick calls.
Need more than 10 minutes anyway.
Brad.
Hey.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. Talking about blowing your parents' money on something.
Yeah, so it wasn't me. It was actually a buddy in high school. He got his dad's credit card. And every 2 weeks, he would buy either games or something else. At one time, he bought a BB gun. By the time he was done out of high school, he probably put about $3,000 on his dad's card.
And his parents never found out?
No, the only time he got caught is actually when he stole another buddy's dad's card and bought something off there and sent it to their address.
Oh, yeah, he got bold.
Oh, well, he's stealing.
Yeah, that's a parent that doesn't pay attention to their credit card statements, right? Just pays the bill every month.
Like, yeah.
Oh, a little higher than normal, but oh, well.
Yep.
Yeah, my dad paid attention.
Oh, I do, too. Everything with a fine-tooth comb.
Oh, yeah. Like, I mean, there's a ferret on there.
Yeah. Wait a second. I didn't shop at a ferret store.
I know I didn't buy that.
For sure.
Weird charges here. I better look into them.
Mm-hmm. Same girl with the jail boyfriend, man. She sounds like she's a piece of work. I also took, she said, $1,000 from my dad's bank account to bail another boyfriend out of jail.
Man, she loves trouble.
She said that. I loved bad boys.
Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ.
Mm. Oh, I hope that future does not fall upon you.
Yes.
Charlie, I hope your
little girl
doesn't grow up to like people in jail.
You just never know. She's scary enough to like people in jail. She's scary enough to be in jail.
Catch me how's that?
You don't know. You have no
idea.
Right.
You never know. You just hope. You hope. That's not the case.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
The Tasty Bits podcast is brought to you by Manscaped.
Flowers are blooming, the grass is growing, and it's time to mow your lawn. And now, thanks to Manscaped, you can trim the hedges below the belt safely and efficiently. I'm talking about ball trimmers. Manscaped is here to make sure your balls are smooth and smelling nice. Mm. After all, it's time for some spring cleaning. So do yourself a favor and always use the right tool for the job. Go to manscaped.com now. Use code WRIF to get 20% off with free shipping. Your partner, your body, and your balls will thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.